Hey, Big Shaq may face some charges and a baller robbed of 100 stacks. Let's start right there in the NBA. Chi-Town over the Pacers by 22. Can you believe that? Of course, I don't know what's going on with them Pacers, man. I got them shocking the champs this year, so they got to get it together. The N.O. over Brooklyn by 5 in O.T. Houston beat Charlotte by 11. Miami, the champs, over Portland by 2. Now, the Spurs beat the Sixers. That's 14 straight wins for San Antonio. Watch out. They're quietly the best team in the league right now. And, of course, Brittany's Sixers are quietly, loudly the worst team right now. That's 25 consecutive losses. I guess they're playing for the lottery pick.
Hey, but that's not even playing for nothing, because after the way Wiggins, and I was still, if Jabari Parker come out, I would still take him number one, but Wiggins didn't impress me.
Yeah, Jabari, he was a star with Duke, but he needed some help in the tourney, and they probably would have went a little further. I tell you what, Big Shaq may need some help, and that's legal help, that is. The word is, in Atlanta police are investigating a situation in which they're calling horseplay. You're saying Big Shaq on the set of TNT, you know where he works, came running out of the studio, playing around, and hit an employee. The employee is calling it a tackle punch.
Wow.
Knocked him to the ground. And then, I mean, this was probably the worst of it right here. He says Big Shaq landed on top of him, injuring his neck and his back.
That sounds like workers' comp.
Well, first of all, when you're over, and you're a 7-footer, you can't play, first of all. You certainly can't jump on people and tackle people, and you certainly can't land on top of them. I think he has a case,
But that's his word. What if he might have came through the door and fell and just tripped over on him?
Well, that's what they're saying. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what happens to this. Will this go legal? Will Big Shaq face charges, or will this just end up being some kind of civil situation? Now, Lakers, Nick Young, get this. He was robbed while he was playing a basketball game.
Wow.
Yeah, Sunday night when the Lakers beat Orlando, it was a good win for the Lakers, but at the same time, his Sherman Oaks home was being robbed. Now, I don't know if this is legit or if this is some kind of insurance claim, but according to Nick Young, they got him for $100,000, and that's in clothes, shoes, jewelry, and luggage stolen from his home. I mean, he said it was a broken window, and they entered through the broken window. So, I mean, is that somebody sitting back watching old Tricky Nicky play ball? It's like, all right, we know where he's going to be today. Now, Darryl Washington of the Cardinals, he had to plead guilty. This is NFL news coming up. They're saying he pleaded guilty to breaking his baby mother's collarbone.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what was going on that made him go that far, but I hope he gets some time behind that. Because when you're a football player, he's bigger than the average guy. He's just not a little dude. And more bad news for Darren Sharpe. He's been denied bail yet again. He's been denied bail yet again. Of course, charges just keep coming out on this dude. Now, I believe he's facing somewhere to the neighborhood of like 7-8 rape charges in like 5 different states.
Wow.